11.2. EDE 01241220240936, audio. Some electronic components are subjected to extreme temperatures for verification purposes. I believe the same is true for other types of materials. A cold simulator probably exists in the space sector, and it could be useful to establish a calculation basis for the thermal insulation of modules. Up to what temperature can this simulator go? I obviously don't have this answer, but I know that vacuum is an excellent insulator even if it is not perfect. No calculation can surpass tests in real conditions. I am also thinking about installing heating cables in the envelope outside the shell. Each slowdown in each of the degrees of cold transmitted to the envelope and/or the shell is an additional life expectancy for the occupants. This environment, that of space, is unforgiving, and no avenue aimed at improving safety should be ruled out. This is my way of seeing things. One last comment for this part that is a little out of context. Pierre Michaud and PMI consider that all substances, objects, or others from a spacecraft left in space are a form of pollution that must be avoided and/or at least reduced. By writing this, I influence my design choices. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This December 24, 2024.